The girls talk too loudly, but Paul enjoys listening. In their mid-twenties, he guesses, 10 years younger than his sons. "Heaven, I am telling you, exquisite," says the dark-haired girl in a husky, all-knowing voice. "A sensual sort of coup de foudre." "You go up on donkeys? Where?" the blonde answers eagerly. "This dishy farmer rents them. He looks like Giancarlo Giannini. Those soulful, sad dog eyes alone are worth the price of admission. He rides alongside and whacks them with a stick when they get ornery." "Whacks them? Oh, just prods them a little, for God's sake, nothing inhumane. Listen, I'm sure the ones that hump olives all day really get whacked. By donkey standards, these guys live like royalty." She rattles through a large canvas satchel and pulls out a map, which she opens across the table. The girls lean together. "Valley of the Butterflies," the blonde points. Jack snorts quietly from behind his section of the Times. "Don't tell the deers, but it's moths." Paul folds his section and lays it on the table. He is the owner and publisher of the Yeoman, the Dumfries Galloway paper. When he left, he promised to call in every other day. He has called once in 10 and felt grateful not to be needed. Paging through the news from afar, he finds himself tired of it all. Tired of Maggie Thatcher, her hedgehog eyes, her vacuous hair, her cotton-mouthed edicts on jobs, on taxes, on terrorist acts. Tired of bickering over the Channel, over untapped oil off the Isle of Mull. Tired of rainy, foggy, putrid skies. Here, too, there are clouds, but they are inconsequential, each one benign as a bridal veil. And wind, but the wind is warm, making a cheerful fuss of the awning over the tables, carrying loose napkins like birds to the edge of the harbour, slapping waves hard against the hulls of fishing boats. Paul closes his eyes and sips his iced coffee, a new pleasure. He hasn't caught the name for it yet. Jack, who is fluent, orders it for him. Greek is elusive, maddening. In 10 days, Paul can say 3 words. He can say yes, the thoroughly counterintuitive ne. He can wish passers-by in the evening, as everyone here does him, Kalispera. And he can stumble over, if you please, something like parakalo. Ought to be a musical term, he decides, meaning joyfully but with caution. Greek seems to Paul, more than French or Italian, the language of love. Watery, reflective, steeped in thespian whispers. A language of words without barbs, without corners. When he opens his eyes, he is shocked to see her staring at him. She smiles at his alarm. "You don't mind, I hope." "Mind?" He blushes, but then sees that she is holding a pencil in one hand, and with the other, bracing a large book on the edge of her table. Her beautiful companion is gone. Paul straightens his spine, aware how crumpled and slouched he must look. "Oh no, down the way you were, please." "Sorry? How was I?" Paul laughs. "A little more like this." He sinks in the chair and crosses his arms. "That's it." She resumes her drawing. "You're Scottish, am I right?" "Well, thank God she hasn't mistook us for a pair of uns," says Jack. "Not you. You're English, but you," she says to Paul. "I can tell the way you said little, the particular way your T's disappeared. I'm wild about Scotland. Last year I went to the festival. I biked around one of the locks. Also, I shouldn't say this, you'll think I'm so typically rudely American, but you look, you know, like you marched right out of that Doers ad? The one, you know, with the collies?" "Collies?" Paul sits up again. "Oh, sorry, Madison Avenue nonsense. They show this shepherd, I mean a modern one, very tweedy, rugged, kind of motley but dashing, on the moors with his border collies. Probably a studio set up out in L.A., but I like to think it's real. The shepherd, the heather, the red phone booth. Call box, right? Inverness." She draws the name out like a tale of mist, evoking a brigadoon sort of Scotland. "I'd love to have one of those collies. I've heard they're the smartest dogs." "Would you?" says Paul, but leaves it at that. Not long ago he would have said, "My wife raises collies, national champions, shipped clear to New Zealand, and yes, they are the smartest, the most cunning, the most watchful.